The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is a Friday, 19 May 2017, and it's an official open phone Friday. And, you know, everybody is complaining, you know, well, Donald Trump should look more presidential and he should quit tweeting out. Well, it seems that other people are joining in on this. Do we have a code word for Russia or Russian so we're not targeted by an intelligence agency? On May 19th, that's today, the Russian embassy tweeted out and asked the question, who killed DNC staffer Seth Rich? I love it. The Russian embassy stepped up into the conversation of the so-called hacking of the 2016 election and that battle between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and the media and every other ne'er-do-well in this country by asking the question, who killed Seth Rich? Now, Fox News broadcast a report officially confirming via anonymous FBI sources, of course. They're always anonymous. How the hell can you have 13,000 people to work for an agency and they're all anonymous? Does that mean they don't exist? Or is that officially on their record they don't exist? What many had suspected for quite some time, that murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich was the WikiLeaks source for leaks that proved that the DNC was intentionally undermining the campaign of Bernie Sanders. In addition to exposing the utter corruption of the DNC, the leak cost Debbie Wasserman Schultz her job as chairwoman. Aww. Is Debbie still doing Florida? There isn't anything close to Dallas in Florida, is there? No, at any rate. Seth Rich was shot in the Bloomingdale neighborhood of Washington, D.C., July 10, 2016. He is a 27-year-old employee of the Democrat National Committee. The family has accused conspiracy theorists of politicizing his death for political gain and called posters of the conspiracy theories disgusting. What is he, 21 years old? 24? You know, if my kid got murdered, I wouldn't give a damn if it was 27 years old. I wouldn't give a damn who it is that was out there. You know, I don't want to be mean to the Rich family, but, you know, the last guy that was connected with, what, Washington, D.C., of great notoriety? You might have heard his name. What was that guy's name? Jerry? No. Gerald? No, John. John Kennedy. I think he was president of the United States. They're still trying to figure out who killed him. And do you want your son to be in that same category? And apparently, I hope you're posting. Did you run across that post that I sent in earlier about the one of the attendants of Seth Rich when he came into the hospital? Holy mackerel, is this thing screwed up? It's worse than originally thought. And the person that put this information, I think they tweeted that out and said, I can't sit on this one. Is that it, Mike? No? Okay. Well, if you run across it, post it up, because I definitely want to cover that. He wasn't shot once. He was shot twice. And he had three holes in him. And the reason that is one was a through and through. And he didn't die right away. It was 8 hours later. And he was in the intensive care unit. And the attending said that, look, I don't see any reason why this guy can't recover. And I'll give you details on that when we come up with these. So, what's that, Michael? It's there somewhere. Keep looking. We'll find it. At any rate, Now, isn't it funny that today all charges, I guess this is Switzerland, accused of rape, they dropped the charges. So Julian Assange is basically an unfree person living in the Ethiopian consulate over there in London, and he's been there for 5 years, folks. This is kind of like a self-imposed exile. And I'm just wondering if we're going to see any more of this political hack rhetoric coming out of the clowns here in the U.S. about wanting to charge Julian Assange. I mean, he's been called a rogue intelligence agency. No, they should build a damn statue to the guy. And they should plop it right down in Washington, D.C. You know, that's not a bad idea. You know, and even if the guy does eventually get whacked for the work that he's done, at least we'll still have a statue of him. They hate this. You know, over here they get to kill all the whistleblowers. You notice that? But it's a little different story sending a wet team into the, Ecuadorian or whatever embassy over in London. That would be a little bit different. By the way, Julian Assange really isn't free, even though they have taken the huge security detail that's been watching him very closely. And it's run millions and millions of dollars for this little security detail. They pulled that, but basically said if we catch him outside the embassy, he'll be arrested. For what? For what? For MI6 over there, for you to hold for the CIA so they can torture him? What? Why would you arrest the guy? Anybody that's in an agency or wears a badge or's got some title, here's your penance. Julian Assange needs to drop his drawers, and each one of them, you need to give him a big smooch on his backside. Because that's what honesty looks like. That's what integrity looks like. Somehow I wanted that to come out not as harsh, but there it is. It is what it is. And I wouldn't make such comments if I wasn't so steamed up over the fact that here, folks, we literally kill whistleblowers. You get Breitbarted. You get intimidated. You get threatened. Your family parakeet dies. Your dog dies or is poisoned. And I'm not joking. Well, speaking about building statues, how about taking one down? Oh, man. And the only thing I've got to say, who is the mayor down there now? Mayor Mitch Landrieu. I guess the prior one had to go to jail or something because he was a crook. I got a news flash for you, New Orleans. Next time you have a hurricane and you get flooded out down there, we're going to set up a border guard here at Texas. You're not allowed. Okay? And this is a very interesting story because the BBC picked it up. Well, that's not interesting in itself, except that BBC is the British broadcasting company that broadcasts their form of propaganda to the British Isles. Their story, New Orleans purges final Confederate statue. And this is a biggie. Masks, now they wore masks, folks. They're so proud of what they're doing down there, they wore masks as not to be identified. Masked city workers in New Orleans are removing the last of four monuments to the pro-slavery rebellion defeated in the U.S. Civil War. Is Mayor Mitch's Landrieu's mama still alive? Can we get a hold of her and tell her to bend her boy over her knee and smack his bottom for being a bad boy? What an idiot. The 133-year-old statue depicts General Robert E. Lee, the top military leader in the Confederacy, crossing his arms as he faces north towards his old enemy. Hope this doesn't make you spin in your ground, General Lee, but they still are. Critics say monuments to the Confederacy are racially offensive. And this is BBC verbiage, so excuse it. But supporters say that they are important symbols of the city's Southern heritage. Well, that's kind of a minuscule. What this is representing to the Orwellian-style history rewriters. Oh, well, this just all pure racism. You know, you boneheads better bone up on your facts. Because this is about states' rights. And while you're at it, bone up a little bit on Abe Lincoln that you've deified. This guy, Mr. Springsteen, was a schmuck. I like that word. Jews invented that, didn't they? Schmuck. The three other statues all removed at night to limit clashes. The workers on the job have been wearing bulletproof vests. Wow. In a statement on Thursday, New Orleans mayor, that must have been a misprint, it's supposed to be Mitch and it says Bitch Landrieu, said that the condemned statues were erected decades after the Civil War to celebrate the cult of a lost cause. Evidently, Mitchie, you ain't been paying attention. The tenants of the South shall rise again. Unlike your city that continues to sink. And remember what I said about the next hurricane. You can stay your butt in New Orleans. Now, the cult of the lost cause, a movement recognized across the South as celebrating and promoting white supremacy. Oh, that must have been what it was. If you were white, you're all right. If you're a little brown, you might be able to stick around. But if you're black, you got to go back. Is that the idea? Wow. Becky, I guess when they're out there wearing their mask and their bulletproof vest overnight, like they're doing something that they're ashamed of. Barricades went up overnight around the park where the 16-foot statue was perched atop a 60-foot column. Okay, read that. That's damn near 100 feet tall. The cables for a nearby streetcar were also temporarily taken down to allow construction equipment into the park. Before police cleared the area on Thursday, nearly 200 protesters gathered to voice their support and opposition to the monument. Did anybody see this on the news? The destruction of history in this country? What, they can't even be witness to that? They're too busy rewriting their own versions? You can't reach out to somebody else that's trying to rewrite history as well? Come on, guys. Where's your cojuntas? Oh, the local media. Oh, I see. This was a local happening. Not worthy of national broadcast. Demonstrations were mostly peaceful. Well, either they weren't or they were. And I'm sorry, we don't have people funding people that wear masks to come in and burn, rape, rob, and kill if they can get away with it. You ever notice that? When the right people with the right cause are out there trying to do the right thing, they don't hurt anybody. They don't destroy stuff. Why is that? I'm sorry. I spoke ahead of myself here. One man was arrested for climbing onto the monument's pedestal and refusing to come down. Wow. That was really horrific. He should spend the rest of his life in jail. The monument to Lee was erected on 22 February of 1884, nearly 20 years after the Civil War ended. And on the day of the unveiling, back then, a crowd of nearly 15,000 people came to watch. The Daily Picayune newspaper reported the next day. At the exact moment that the statue was unveiled, a 100-gun salute was fired, and a mighty shout went up from the soldiers of the Confederacy. City officials say the monuments will be moved somewhere, such as a museum, where they can be placed in their proper historical context from a dark period of American history. Wow. Wow. A dark period. I think that's a racist comment, don't you? Mike? You think it? They could have said a contentious period. No, but they used to work dark. I think that's racism. Oh my God. We need to sue BBC. Well, here's the bottom line. WWL-TV has found the removed monuments to the Confederate President Jefferson Davis and PGT Beauregard in a city-owned scrapyard. So I guess that's what they're saying here. That how did they word that? Well, let me see here. Wow, it was such a quick little mention here that, my goodness. Okay, I'm sorry. They can be placed in their proper historical context from a dark period of American history. Yeah, in the scrapyard. You know, tell you what, if we have to have another restoration project in this country, I'll organize a group that's going to put up statues all around these states, all around the country, to the real heroes trying to restore the republic. And be on constant vigilant for those that would want to rewrite history again. Yeah. And, of course, the politically correct mayor down there. I take it this guy's white. Mitch Lander. This guy, he says, you know, hey. You know, this is kind of KKK kind of stuff. Really. Open phone Friday. I wonder if anybody wants to call in today. I got one call. I got a break. We'll take that one call after this one break. What is the deal? Nobody's calling in to the program like they used to. What? It's been like that all week? What, did we get the Republic back and I missed the news? Everybody's satisfied? Everybody's gone home? Wow. Breaking news and I missed it.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat. Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
My secretary's day off today. She's part-time, only 4 hours a day. And I went and got the mail here, and we have a few donations. Joe in Wading River, New York. I don't even know where that's at. $75. Bill in Rama, New Mexico. $200. Thank you very much, Bill. This guy, we'll just call you Mr. B from New Freedom, Pennsylvania. And he sent us $100. Thank you. By the way, the guy that Joe in Wading River, New York, anybody ever tell you got beautiful handwriting, dude? Wow. Isn't that nice? Wow. And that's impressive. And Melanie from Trinity, Florida. $50. Thank you very much. Keep those cards and letters coming, folks. And this guy that's on the phone from Chi-Town, he just made a $500 donation. Didn't you? What?
You talking to me, John?
No, I'm talking to you, man.
No, actually, it's Rob out of Chicago. I didn't make a... that was Jerry.
Oh, Terry? Okay, thanks.
That was Jerry out of Chicago.
Jerry, yes. There you go.
Yes, yesterday. Huh? I remember hearing that. I was like, well, at least, you know, people are stepping up. I've got something to give, too. So when we're done talking, you can send me back over to Michael. Give him my credit card. So.
What is happening in Chicago?
Well, I sent you three emails today, Captain, one of which had that Twitter link about the ER attendee that couldn't stay quiet any longer. And he basically said that there was really nothing wrong with Seth Rich. He was in recovery. They put him back together. And then suddenly, about within a day or so later, all of a sudden the whole room became locked down and nobody could go in there except because he was very important person in there. And then nobody ever called a code when he went into sudden stopping breathing or whatever he did. And so, you know, it's just interesting how amazing how these things happen. And, you know, it's just a perfectly good person just had to stop breathing. So,
you know, I had a magnifier. I've got that on my laptop at home, but the wording is so small on this. Let me see if I can jack this up a little bit. View, let me go to 175%. There we go. Now I'll be able to read it. Yeah, I'm going to read this on air because this is what I was looking for earlier.
Yeah, it's priceless. I mean, it's very disturbing on top of the two other articles they sent you. One was from SGT Report, and the other one's from All News Pipeline. SGT Report has a person on there that her name is Rebecca Ross. She just written two books on 9/11 deception, and some of the information she puts out there.
Yeah. Oh, let's back up here a second, Rob. Is this the ex-stewardess?
Yeah.
Rob, let's slow your horses here a second. I don't know that I trust this woman. I there's something about this, and I've not read her books, but she was a little bit too smooth, a little bit too polished for me for just being a flight attendant.
She did sound, well, here's the thing. The information that she was sharing was information that was open public information, so she was just correlating it. Now, again, I have not had the time to do the due diligence to recover all this. Other people that are more well-versed in the 9/11, but if it's anywhere close to what she says, the conspiracy is so much deeper, and I'll hope for that.
All right, just folks, I just want you to remember, you know, how you lead the opposition. No, I'm just saying.
You are tuned in.
All right.
To the Republic,
we'll break. We'll be back.
Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say. About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendolite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles? Improved vision? Improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Thinking about it lately. Been watching some TV. Been looking all around me. And what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
Texas, man. Well, wouldn't this be great if this was the seat of the restoration of America? We're still a republic down here, folks, even though that the corporate masters come in and renamed it a state. We still are a republic. The only one remaining inside the United States. Rob, you still there?
I'm still here, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Well, and I understand what you're saying, John, and again, the ultimate thing here is for all of us is that we want to dig for the truth and then get it sorted through and get it out to people. Right now, some of this stuff, 9/11, we don't even need to prove anything. How deep or which layers it was a conspiracy to the nth degree against all of us to steal all our everything from us, our liberties, our freedoms, and people.
Yeah, and then to cause the split and division that a house divided can't stand. Let's get in there. On universities now they're having lunch cafes where no whites are allowed. So I guess reverse discrimination is not hateful.
It is. This is despicable. Is really what it is in this country as to and the world as to what the elite have done. And I don't know that they'll get punished for it, but they definitely deserve anything that they got coming to them it's obviously not mine to mine or yours to judge them, but I do know that there's so much going on with the deep state. There, the other email I sent you, John, was on a guy that was monitoring some chatter on a deep state, I guess the dark net, and sorted through some of this stuff that was along, had to do with the new FBI guy getting, or the investigator Mueller.
Yeah, Robert Mueller.
Yeah, and he, so, you know, that proves to me that they do have their ways of communicating, and they are communicating, and we know this, and unfortunately, one way or another, we're going to have to deal with these people and how they, you know, and how to fix this, because...
Well, I mean, I wonder...
The way we're going on.
I wonder if Donald Trump sits in his office at night and considers that the where this country is at, not politically, but in reality. And I wonder if he's contemplating if we have to go into a second American restoration project. Actually, it would be the first restoration project. The first one was we threw off the shackles of the king to start this country. Did a pretty good job of putting it together, form of government, all that. And, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm watching these people that want to flush the history of this country right down the toilet. I mean, they pulled Jefferson Davis from the UAT campus down here in Austin. And if they're willing to do that, if they're willing to pull down Jefferson Davis, how much longer before they pull down Thomas Jefferson?
Well, here's a way that I know two things. I don't like the fact that Trump is going running around the world right now. That's not a good time because they can easily take a swing at him out there. The other thing is, I was telling a friend of mine yesterday, the way that he can battle this whole thing, it's to the point where it's an all-out war against him. He needs to go, and again, I've said this before, take all this data, all this information, and do a WikiLeaks dump on usgovernment.org, lay it out there to the public, go on national TV, lay it out to them that the whole story about the deep state, that he's under threat, and he may very well be exterminated, and state that he's, you know, he may have to take over. You know, he may have to call martial law, whatever, with what little U.S. military that he has, and go point blank and go down the line and arrest every single one of these people.
Well,
it may come to that.
That would sound like the actions of a dictator.
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, we have a reverse dictatorship here. So, you know, it's the anti-dictatorship here. It's, you know, fascist, communist, socialist, Marxist, everything else, you know, that's spooled up against us. So I don't know what else we got left to lose here. We're running out of things to lose, John.
I'm telling you. All right, well, Rob, I'm going to get into this. Where did you pick this up at? About the fourth-year surgery student.
It came off, I got it off of, again, it was I came off of Steve Quayle's site, I believe.
All right.
You know, again, I had verification. I hadn't been able to do that, but, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
All right. So, well, let me get into it, Rob.
Talk to Mike.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Mike, don't hang up on him. All right. Thanks, Rob. And this is what came off Twitter. And it says, fourth-year surgery resident here who rotated at Washington Hospital Center last year. It won't be hard to identify me, but I feel that I shouldn't stay silent. Seth Rich was shot twice with a 3 total gunshot wounds, entry and exit, end entry. He was taken to OR, emergency, where we performed an X-lap and found a small injury to segment 3 of the liver, which was packed, and several small bowel injuries, pretty common, it says in parentheses here, for gunshots to the back exiting the abdomen, which we resected 12 centimeters of bowel and left him in discontinuity. They said they didn't hook everything back up, with the intent of performing a washout in the morning. He did not have any major vascular injuries otherwise. I've seen dozens of worse cases than this which survived, and nothing about his injuries suggested to me that he had sustained a fatal wound. In the meantime, he was transferred to ICU and transfused with 2 units of blood. When his post-surgery crit came back, I'm not sure what crit means, the crit came back 20. I'm sorry, folks, I don't know what that means. He was stable and not on any pressors, and it seemed pretty routine. About 8 hours after he arrived, we were swarmed by Leos, and pretty much everyone except the attending and a few nurses was kicked out of the ICU, and disallowing, by the way, visiting hours. Normally every odd hour is not something that we do routinely. It was weird as hell. At turnover that morning, and that shift change in our language, we were instructed not to round on the VIP that came in last night. And that's exactly what the attending said, and no one except for me and another resident had any idea who he was talking about. No one here was allowed to see Seth except for my attending when he died. No code was called. I rounded on patients literally next door, but was physically blocked from checking in on him. I've never seen anything like it before, and while I can't say 100% that he was allowed to die, I don't understand why he was treated like that. Take it how you may, police. I'm just one low-level doc. Something fishy, though, that's for sure. So there it is. Fourth-year surgery resident at Washington Hospital Center. Wow. And this is the guy that pretty much, I think it's pretty much a done deal, that Seth Rich was the one that had the emails. If he didn't do it personally, he had an intermediary do it for him. But this is how Julian Assange got the 44,000-plus emails. And I find it rather odd that today they announced that, well, these rape charges against Julian Assange is dropped. And Julian himself has said, I would love to talk to the Department of Justice. I'm sorry, do I have somebody here? Thank you. Well, there better be somebody, or I'm getting a very strange echo, or there's two people in my head. Dave in Nevada. Hello, Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello, can you hear me, John?
Yeah, I can hear you. I could hear you before. I didn't know you were online.
Well, I didn't hear that really loud, scratchy thing before when I'm allowed to call in. One of the arguments that people are making for Donald Trump is that people are kind of like saying, well, Donald Trump didn't know how deep he was in once he got onto the presidency. I'm not buying that argument. And the reason why I'm saying that is because there was this kind of like pseudo-argument prior to Donald Trump being elected. I voted for Donald Trump, by the way. And there was this kind of argument that Donald Trump was kind of this Christian person. But I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it before, and I'm not buying it now.
You know, I never got... Dave, I never got that impression.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah.
But that was one of the big arguments that was floating around, because he was kind of like... when he was... During the debate, he was kind of like talking about... He was arguing against Hillary with the whole abortion thing, with the trimester argument. But I don't buy that whole thing anyways when they're arguing for it, because it's just a big political football. And the reason why I'm saying that is because if Donald Trump was a true Christian, if you had a daughter and your daughter said, "Dad, I want to marry this guy named Jared Kushner," and you said, "Okay, honey, go for it. I don't know who this guy is. Go ahead and marry this guy." And then all of a sudden he's making $100 billion deals with Saudi Arabia to sell these arms deals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying the fact that Donald Trump does not know about this like 10 years beforehand. That's the whole deal.
Knowing what 10 years beforehand, Dave?
Knowing who Jared Kushner and the Kushner family is 10 years prior to him even being running for president. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Well,
there's no way that Donald Trump, with his 160 so-called IQ, does not know who the Kushner family is. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
for people to buy this argument that, Trump is this kind of innocent lamb going to the slaughter is an absolute,
Dave, I don't know. I'm not buying your whole contention here. I'm really not. First of all, 10 years ago, if somebody else was in real estate in New York and they were starting to roll on real estate, I'd certainly know who they were. And the sources have said that there had been a myriad of people. Now, imagine you're Donald Trump's daughter. There was a myriad of people that were marched in front of her, you know, for husband-to-be. Now, with real estate background the way you have it, Donald Trump being pretty much a Democrat, New York Democrat before, but he decides to run for president on the Republican ticket, you know, I don't expect him to come out and profess that he's a Christian or anything else like that. But I do find Mr. Kushner as a troubling human being at the age of 34, making the deals that you just suggested. And that deal, by the way, with Saudi Arabia is about $300 billion for military hardware. And God knows what they're going to get. And who are they at war with? Who are they fighting? What do they need $300 billion worth? We are still the biggest arms exporter and the arming of nations on this entire planet. So, you know, what Donald Trump knew 10 years ago or what he didn't know. You know, you've heard my argument, Dave, about, you know, there's just too many of these people that are surrounding Donald Trump. Way too many. Way too many of the very power brokers or that deep state, if you will, or part of that apparatus that he's surrounded with. And I think he's starting to realize instead of doing the smart thing, he did the dumb thing. He didn't have to wait for the Trojan horse to get rolled in to the compound. He opened up the back door. And I hope he's going to realize that. And I think he is. He's bringing back some people that was helping him with his campaign to try to go in and quiet the White House staff down. He's got some ne'er-do-wells in there. And I hope to hell he finds out who it is and bounces them. But aside from that, Dave, did he hang up? Okay. Huh? I didn't want to stick around for my retort. All right. So the Russian embassy is joining now in on the tweets. I think it's perfect. I think it's perfect. By the way, Anthony Weiner, don't you just love that guy's name? Disgraced former Congressman Anthony Weiner pleaded guilty today in connection with a sexting scandal involving a teenage girl and faces about 2 years in a federal prison. Weiner, 52, pleaded guilty in federal district court in Lower Manhattan to transferring obscene material to a minor. Under a plea agreement, prosecutors asked he serve 21 to 27 months behind bars. The ex-politician must also register as a sex offender. He was released on bail pending a September 8th sentencing when a judge could decide instead to give him probation. Wow. He was required to surrender his passport and iPhone, and has agreed. Did he drop off his laptop? Can I see that for a minute? and has agreed not to leave New York before the sentencing, according to NBC New York. Well, has he made this? This is what first comes to mind to me. Has he made a deal? No, not a plea bargain. Did he make a deal? Is he going to give the much needed information on the Clinton Foundation, on his dealings with Hillary through his wife, Aberdeen? Where there's smoke, there's fire, and I hope they didn't pee all over this one to put it out before it actually came to its full fruition here. He might be put in federal prison as kind of a federal protection thing. Maybe he's going to roll. Maybe he's going to be one of the people that starts it.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
That's because they are. Hertzie, how you doing?
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good.
Did you get my email I sent you about 2 o'clock this morning?
Let me check.
Okay. Because I spelled this whole Seth Rich thing out to you, and I evidently you didn't get it or you didn't read it, because you read part of it. But there's 5 problems with this that I spelled out to you in that email. You want me to tell you what those are, or do you want to just pull up your email and read it?
Go ahead.
Okay, according to mainstream media news coverage, Seth Rich was walking home from a bar in an upscale D.C. neighborhood at 1:15 a.m. He had called his girlfriend to say that he was only a few minutes away from home. Very shortly thereafter, Rich was shot twice in the back, and according again to mainstream media reports, the police arrived 3 minutes later. Now, according to the responding officer, Jody O'Leary, in her police report, which, by the way, I have a copy of, 5th District 501, she records the event's start time on July 10th, 2016 at 4:20 a.m., 3 hours and 5 minutes difference. And according to this report, Rich was pronounced dead in the hospital at 5:57 a.m. that morning. Now, here's the first problem. The three-minute response time reported by the media does not coincide with her police report. There is a three-hour, five-minute discrepancy in the report. Media says 1:15 a.m. Police report says 4:20 a.m. Problem number two. The report addendum states the death pronouncement at 5:57 a.m., which brings me to problem three that you just read, where that ER doctor mentioned 8 hours after he arrived, talking about Seth Rich. Mm-hmm. So there's another eight-hour discrepancy. But problem number four is the listed officer in Officer O'Leary's report. The lead officer in this was Robert Wingate Robinson, badge number 6631. So we need to take a look at his, what they're alleged, who his wife is, who is Anandi Robinson, the IE Deputy Research Director for the Democratic National Campaign Committee in Washington, D.C. There's your connection. This chick works for and knows Hillary Clinton.
Wow.
That's it.
Well,
that's all I got. Okay.
That's all you got?
That's all I need, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, and isn't it interesting that it's pretty much a given now, and I don't think you're hearing too much of an argument. We just hear the intelligence agencies saying that, Julian Assange and his WikiLeaks is clandestine and dangerous intelligence service. Yeah, well, call it what you will. I think the guy's a damn hero, myself.
Right. And I go ahead.
And isn't it strange that now that it's pretty much been determined who the leak was to WikiLeaks, and that should have been the biggest story of the year, this kid getting killed. He was still a kid to me. He's 27 years old, but even still, that should have been the biggest story of the year, and it wasn't. And here's another body that they're just trying to bury without too much excitement or intention. Michael, we should be celebrating whistleblowers. And here in this country, we just kill them.
John, I'm sure you realize why they want this buried so badly. This will completely disrupt the narrative on the Russian collusion and the Russian hacking. Okay? This will totally destroy their story. That's why they're going to such great lengths to cover this up.
Well, I'm still waiting. Huma, by the way, the attorneys for Huma Aberdeen filed papers today divorcing Mr. Weiner, and there was that old thing that a wife or husband couldn't testify against each other. This opens up a whole brand new Pandora's box. I wonder which one's going to try to make the deal first.
Well, I don't know. Did he make a deal for a shorter sentence? Matter of fact, I was going to mention that tonight on my show.
Okay, American Awakening tonight, 9 to 11, Central Time.
To be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.